Parshas Dvorim, Bruchim Aboyim to everybody, and a good Chodesh, Chodesh Av, as we step up now our intensity of the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdosh, and we look forward, if that's the right phrase, towards the very extra special day of Tisha B'Av. And we would like, therefore, to spend some moments perhaps sharing together some thoughts on the Avodah of Tisha B'Av, especially this is the last time that we will meet this month, this Zman, it's the last Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night is scheduled, Lefi, the calendar, to be Tisha B'Av. And we know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us a very strange sounding halacha, that one does not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is referred to in the Megillah of Eicha as a moyed. The Pasuk writes in Eicha in the very first perek, Kora olai moyed, lishboir bachurai. Moyed, we are normally used to translating as a certain time or event, and Rashi explains that this was the time of year where, as we know, the Meraglim first came back, and it was on Tisha B'Av, and this time round, the year comes round every year, and that's the Moyed. But clearly the Shulchan Aruch, and based on the Rishonim, have a different understanding, that Moyed, it's a reason not to say Tachanun, which we would normally associate with a joyous day, such as today, on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Moyed, we don't say Tachanun. And of course this needs to be explained. How would we understand that Tisha B'Av, which is surely the saddest, the most difficult, the most heartbreaking day of the year, how do we associate that with the concept of Moyed? How can Tisha B'Av possibly be considered a Moyed? So some explain that yes, throughout the sadness, but we have a Kabbalah that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. In fact, the Rishonim, the Kolboy, says that there was a minhag, an early minhag, he calls it, that the Noshim used to in fact bathe themselves on Tisha B'Av afternoon. And they would get themselves ready. Why? Ki ha-Moshiach noilad b'yom Tisha B'Av. That's what the Kolboy says. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chayra, opens up this inyan for us, and we would like to explain this if we can. The Aruch HaShulchan says, one does not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av because it's called a Moyed. V'ho inyan. And this matter, says the Aruch HaShulchan, can be explained. It's a simon. Ki onu muvtochim b'Hashem Yizborach. We have bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'oid yishapchu hayomim ho'ele, that these days will be turned around. L'moyadim v'simcha v'yomim tovim. We have confidence, we have faith that Tisha B'Av will yet become a Yom Tov. And of course, this is a reference to the Pasuk in Zechariah, where the Novi sends back a message and he says, Tzoyim Aravi, V'tzoyim HaChamishi, V'tzoyim HaShvi, all the various fasts. Yeah, le Beis Yehuda, le Sosoin, or le Simcha, or le Moyadim Toivim. There will come the day that these sad days, the days of Avelos, will yet be Yomim Toivim. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's why we don't say Tachanun, because it's a siman that we have absolute bitochain that come the day that Tisha B'Av will indeed be a Yom Tov, and that's why we don't say Tachanun. The obvious question that needs to be asked is, yes, we may well have that bitochin, but it hasn't happened yet. It's true, we are confident, we are told by the Novi, and we have that bitochin, that Tisha B'Av will indeed become a Yom Tov. So when indeed it becomes a Yom Tov, we fully understand that then we won't say Tachanun. But unfortunately, it hasn't happened yet. So what does the Aruch HaShulchan mean? What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? We don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av because it's a Moed, because it will become a Yom Tov, but it's not a Yom Tov yet. Every year, we sit on the floor. Bochoy Sivke Balailo. It's a day of Bechi. It's a day of Avelus. So what does that mean that we don't say Tachanun because it will, in the future, become a Yom Tov? This is something that we would like to explain. There is a famous story. It's recorded in the Sefer Toiras Ha'Ola, authored by the Ramah. And the Ramah tells us that the Novi Yirmiyahu was once met by the great philosopher Plato. And Yirmiyahu Novi was being misabel, he was mourning the Beis HaMikdash. And Plato, the great thinker, the great philosopher, said, "I don't understand, I have two questions to ask you. Firstly, you're a great chacham. A wise person like yourself, why would you mourn, after all, what was nothing more than a building of avonim ve'etzim? Stones and wood. That's question number one. Number two, it's been destroyed. It's gone. So don't we have an expression, we don't cry over spilt milk? Again, you're a chacham. Why are you crying over something that's been already? Let bygones be bygones." So Yirmiyahu Novi said, with regard to your first question, I'd like to answer. Your first question was, why am I mourning a building? Eitzim va'avonim. So Yirmiyahu Novi said to him, "Tell me, Plato, you're a great philosopher. Do you have any unanswered questions in philosophy? Any questions that you've struggled, you've grappled with that are too hard for you to answer?" And he said, "Yes." He says, "Let me hear them." And he asked Yirmiyahu Novi the questions, and one after another, Yirmiyahu Novi gave him an exact, precise answer on every single question. And Yirmiyahu Novi said to the philosopher Plato, "Do you know where I get that chokhmah from? That very building that you call merely Avonim Ve'etzim, that's where I draw my chokhmah from." "No. Is it a surprise that there's something to mourn? You're asking me it's only a building? Look what this building gave me. It gave me this tremendous chokhmah with which I was able to answer the hardest of all questions. All your most severe, difficult philosophical questions, it was the Beis HaMikdash that gave me the answer. With regard to your second question about why am I crying, however, over something that's been already, I cannot answer you, because you cannot understand the answer." So what indeed is the answer? Plato perhaps can't understand the answer. But Rabbi Lelapian, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, quotes in the name of the Alter Mikelm that we can understand the answer. And the answer is indeed that we're not crying over the past. Indeed, we don't cry over spilt milk. We're not in fact crying, Ein onu boichim al ho'ovar. We're not in fact crying over the past. Elo al ha'osid. It's over the future. Because sharei d'mo'ois lo'i ninalu, because the gates of tears are never closed. Va'al yedei zeh. It's precisely through that crying, nizke Lirois Shuv Babinyan Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yomeinu Amen. And he says in conclusion, but ze ein goy yochoil lahovin. A goy can't understand this. Apparently we can. That we're not crying over the past, we're crying over the future. It's our tears that we are crying that will bring the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? What does that mean that we're crying over the future, and the very crying, those tears will actually bring back the Beis HaMikdash? Apparently a goy can't understand that, but we can and we must. So we need to explore, we need to understand, what does that mean that through our tears we bring back the Beis HaMikdash? In similar vein, we must ask, every single day in our davening, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim. Boine is in the present tense. Yerushalayim is being built. It doesn't say Yerushalayim will in the future be built. It's true. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Boine Yerushalayim Hashem nidche Yisrael yichane is boine in the present, but nonetheless the question must be asked, and the question is asked by the Chasam Sofer in the Droshes. What does it mean, boine Yerushalayim? Says the Chasam Sofer, phenomenal words. Habechi v'hatzar, the crying and the pain on Yerushalayim, hainu binyonoi, that is the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. The crying and the mourning which we are engaged with at the moment, and that comes to a pinnacle on Tisha B'Av, that is the binyon of Yerushalayim. And he says, ki ha-hesped v'habechi, eulogizing, crying on the Churban, hu atzmus habinyan. That is the essence of binyan. Yerushalayim will not be built in the future, but it's currently being built in the present. Boine, how so? Through our bechi. And once again, the question must be asked, what does he mean? What does he mean through the tears, through the tsar, through the Avelus, we are building Yerushalayim such that we talk about Boine Yerushalayim in the presence. Both Reb Elul Apian in the name of the Alter Mikelm and the Chasam Sofer seem to be telling us the same Yesoid. It's the tears that bring the Binyan. It's the tears that will bring the Geula. Therefore, it's present tense. A Goy can't understand that. But we apparently must understand that. How indeed are we to understand that? I only recently was learning with my father the psukim in Koheles, the famous psukim where it says, "Eis livkois ve'eis lischoik." There's a time to cry. What is that time to cry? Says Rashi, two words: "Eis livkois b'Tisha B'Av." Apparently, Tisha B'Av is all about crying. That's the essence of the day. Why is that the essence of the day? Isn't the essence of the day Avelus? Whereas crying is just a manifestation of that Avelus. Maybe it's a medium through which we are mourning, but why is the essence of the day, Eis Livkois, there is a time to cry? It seems to be that Tisha B'Av is all about crying. So clearly, we need to understand what it means to cry. What does it mean, Bechi? If we only understand what Bechi is all about, then we will understand why that's the essence of Tisha B'Av and how with our Bechi we are currently being Boine Yerushalayim. We all know, if we go back to the beginning, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Tanis that says it all began with the Meraglim on that fateful night of Tisha B'Av, where once again, for the first time, we found the find the musig of crying, a national cry, Vayivku ha'om balaylo hahu, and they cried. And Chazal famously say, Omalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem bochisem b'chia shel chinom, you cried a cry in vain, Va'ani koivei alechem, I will establish, therefore, a Bechi for generations. Once again, it seems to be that the whole essence of Tisha B'Av is that Bechi. We need to ask a fundamental question. What was the Chet of the Meraglim? What was the Aveira on the part of Klal Yisrael? The fact that they cried? That was the Aveira? Surely the Aveira was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yitoyva Ma'oid Ma'oid, and they didn't believe that. Why are Chazal concentrating on the fact that they cried? You cried for nothing, so you're going to cry every year. Why is the crying, why does that encapsulate the whole Chet of the Meraglim such that the Tikkun is that we must now cry every year? Once again, everything seems to be revolving around the crying. So I'd like to share with you, we mentioned this earlier on in the year, a most beautiful, moving, but fundamental yesod of the Slonim Rebbe in his Sefer Nesivos Sholem. Where else do we find crying? If we're trying to understand the nature of crying, we find crying that Basia went down to the river and she saw the little box in which Moshe Rabbeinu was being stored. Vahine na'ar boiche. And the child was crying and she had compassion on him. And she said, Miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. This is a Jewish child. How did she know it was a Jewish child? Rashi clearly tells us that Paroi made a gezerah not only on the Jewish boys, on the non-Jewish children as well. So maybe this could have been a non-Jewish child. How was she able to discern that this was a Jewish child? And the posuk seems to indicate that it was something to do with the crying. She saw the child crying and she said, oh, that's a Jew. So the Slonim Rebbe says, and Rabbi Yisai, this is really the Yisoid. There is a Jewish cry and there is a non-Jewish cry. And she was able to discern that this is clearly a Jewish cry. Vine na'ar boicha, I can hear the nature of this cry. Miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. This is an altogether different cry. This is not the bechi of a goy. This is a bechi of a ivri. This is a Jewish cry. What is the difference between the two? Says the Slonim Rebbe, a goy cries b'chiyosoi shel yiyush, of despair. I've got nothing to do. I'm stuck. I'm in pain. What do I do now? A yid cries mitoich tikva, with hope, because he has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever the tsar, whatever the tragedy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take us out of that tragedy. So it's not a cry of despair. It's a cry of emunah. It's a cry of bitochen b'Hashem. A goy has no emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the goy have no connection. So who is he going to turn to? And he has no one to turn to, and that's why he's crying in despair. Says the Slonim Rebbe, Basio could hear that Moshe Rabbeinu was crying a Jewish cry, not of despair, but rather of emunah, of bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explained that is the essence, that's the depth of the conversation between Yirmiyahu HaNavi and Plato. Plato is a goy, and he only understands crying about the past. Look what has happened. We're now stuck. I'm in a tragic circumstance. What do I do now? I've got nothing to do. That's why I'm crying out of yiyush. Says Yirmiyahu HaNavi, you don't understand. We cry differently. I can't explain it to you because you have no connection to a cry like that. I'm not crying over what was. I'm crying that I have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Beis HaMikdash will be restored. That's what the cry on Tisha B'Av is all about, says the Slonim Rebbe. Hishtoikakus, it's that craving for the future, not mourning over the past. A goy can never understand that. Emunah? Emunah that there's going to be a bright future? Emunah in who? In what? So he cries over the past, and that's why Plato understandably asked Yirmiyahu HaNavi, why are you crying over the past? Let bygones be bygones. And what's the answer? I can't answer you, says Yirmiyahu HaNavi, because we have a different type of cry. The cry of a Jew is a cry of emunah. That's an altogether different cry. We're not crying over the past. We're crying over the emunah in our faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can restore us once again to our former glory. A goy can't understand that, therefore there's no point in me trying to explain it to you. Basia was able to discern. She understood that this is a Jewish cry. V'toymer miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. Let's come back now to the Meraglim. What was the chait of the Meraglim? That they rejected Eretz Yisrael? That was not the chait. As far as they were concerned, 12 of the greatest tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael reported that Eretz Yisrael is a dangerous place. They had every right to rely on that evidence. That's not the Aveira. The Meraglim came back and they reported scary findings. This is a land that consumes its inhabitants. Who would want to live there? So Klal Yisrael have every right to believe that. That wasn't the Aveira. The Aveira was the Bechia Shel Chinom. What are you crying for? Don't you believe with Emunah Shleima that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can protect you? The Bechi of Yush, you're crying a non-Jewish cry. That's the Aveira. Not that they rejected Eretz Yisrael, had every right to do so. They were basing themselves on the reportings and the findings of the Meraglim. But why are you crying out of despair? Don't you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can protect you in Eretz Yisrael? That was the Aveira. The Bechi was the Aveira because it was a non-Jewish cry. It was one of despair and not one of Emunah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you know what the Tikkun is? The Tikkun is you'll have to cry every year, a Jewish cry. A cry of Emunah. Not crying over the past. Not crying a non-Jewish cry of despair. But rather a cry of Emunah. A Jewish cry. And of course this can be explained. In light of what we said last week. You'll remember we quoted a Maharal, who in turn quotes a Chazal, that the Golus will come to the end, Bishvil ho Emunah. Emunah will bring an end to the Golus. How so? Says the Maharal, because Golus, and we explained this last week, is not just an issue of geographical relocation. Rather, it's a lack of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that we were driven out is not just a shinui mokoim. We were cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not mourning the lack of the building. We're mourning the lack of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah is the tikkun. Because Emunah is all about connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you'll remember that we quoted also Eicha. Eicha, says the Gemara, has the numerical gematria of 36. There are 36 Averas in the Torah for which there is a chi of Kores. What is Kores all about? Cutting off. And Chazal tell you that the reason why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Eicha, is because they transgressed the 36 Averas for which there is Kores. This is not a number game. Rather, that's the essence of the whole Churban. It comes through disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they were over Averas for which you're chai of Kores, Krisus, Nituk, disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then of course the Tikkun must be reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the essence of Emunah and Bitochen. When the Torah writes in Parashas Eikov, Uboi Sidbok, you shall cling, you shall cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chochma, that's the mitzvah of Bitochen. Bitochen is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, I think now everything can be understood. It all began on that night with the Meraglim when they cried. The Aveira was the crying, not the fact that they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. But they cried a non-Jewish cry, one of Yush, of despair. And throughout their history, when they were over the 36 Krisus, that too is a disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tikkun therefore must be Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way that the Golus will come to a close, through Emunah. And that all comes about through our crying on Tisha B'Av. Didn't we ask before? How does the crying build? How does that bring the Beis Hamikdash? The Alter Mikelm said a goy can't understand that, but we cry not over the past, but over the future. And al yedei zeh, through that we have the geula. How is it through that? What did the Chasam Sofer mean when he says, Boine Yerushalayim, that the crying over the Beis Hamikdash is the essence of building the Beis Hamikdash? And the answer is, because it's the cry of Emuna. It's not a non-Jewish cry, despair over the past. It's Emuna in the future. Reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are in the comfortable and safe hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He can bring us back the Beis Hamikdash. And if you confidently believe that, then indeed it will happen. That is the Yesod of Tisha B'Av. And that's what Rashi meant. Eis livkois. There is a time to cry. When is that time to cry? Tisha B'Av. And we asked, isn't Tisha B'Av all about Avelus? Not about crying? Rashi is clearly telling us it's all about crying. Vani ekva lochem b'chia l'doyres. It's all about crying, but what type of crying? We are fixing up that original cry of Yiyush and despair. And we cry with emunah, with absolute confidence that we want to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we firmly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can indeed and will indeed restore the Beis Hamikdash for us. Plato could never understand that, because a goy has no confidence and emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he has no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the only cry that he understands is the cry over the past. So he justifiably asks Yirmiyahu HaNavi, why are you crying over the past? It's spilt milk. Let bygones be bygones. You're 100% right, says Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the way that you cry. But I can't answer your question because you can't understand it. There's a Jewish cry. That was the cry of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Basio was able to discern that. V'toyma miyaldei ho'ivrim zeh. We on Tisha B'Av cry the cry of Moshe Rabbeinu. We cry the cry of a Jew, not despair over the past, but emunah over the future. And that very emunah, that reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in fact what brings about the geula. And that's why it's Boine Yerushalayim. Not Yerushalayim will in the future be built, but it's being built in the present by our tears, as long indeed as they are Jewish tears. Tears of emunah, tears of bitochin. That is the essence of the day of Tisha B'Av. Eis livkois, Tisha B'Av. So if we come back now to where we began, we don't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, ki onu muvtochim, we have bitochin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will switch Tisha B'Av into a Yom Tov. And we asked, that's true, but it hasn't happened yet. So why are we not saying Tachanun on Tisha B'Av? Because in the future, Tisha B'Av will become a Yom Tov. But it's not a Yom Tov yet. Now we understand. Because it's precisely through our Bechi on Tisha B'Av, that's how it will become a Yom Tov. So the seeds for that Yom Tov are being planted on Tisha B'Av. It's not just something that's happening in the future. Boine Yerushalayim, it's happening through our Bechi on Tisha B'Av. So why and how indeed will Tisha B'Av become a Yom Tov in the future? The answer is by the very fact that we cry on Tisha B'Av. We're not crying over the past, we're crying over the future. A Jewish cry. So the Yom Tov that will eventually come about when Tisha B'Av becomes Nehepach Yom Tov, it's not something that's happening in the future. It's a moyed now. Because it's the avoida, the not so easy avoida, that crying, that painful crying on Tisha B'Av, that in fact will ensure it becomes a Yom Tov. And as the Chasam Sofer said, the crying is the atzmus habinyan, that is the essence of building. We're not crying over a building that was. We're crying and yearning for a building that will be. And it's precisely that cry that in fact will bring that building. So the Moed of Tisha B'Av, it's true. There's heartbreak on the one hand, there's ecstasy on the other, with the knowledge, with the emunah and the bitochin, as the Orach HaShulchan writes, onu muftochin b'Hashem Yisborach. We have that bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Tisha B'Av will yet be a Yom Tov. How so? Precisely through our crying on Tisha B'Av. So that's why we don't say Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. And let's just conclude with one closing line, because it's been pointed out that the word Moed, the Shoresh, the root of that word is Va'ad, to meet, like Oyel Moed, it's a place of meeting. We meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Tisha B'Av. According to everything we've said, we understand. It's that Bechi on Tisha B'Av that brings us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Emunah, which is all about Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uboi Sidbok, that's Bitochin. So indeed, there are Moyadim B'Simcha, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, and there are Moyadim B'Tzara. There are Moyadim in which we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu by crying the Jewish cry, Miyalde HaIvrim Zeh, and that's our Avodah. We meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu means we become reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's precisely what will bring about the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, in summary, this is our Avodah over the coming days and then on Tisha B'Av itself. On the one hand, to cry and to realize that that's the essence of the day. Eis Livkos, it's a time to cry. But the secret is to understand what type of cry. Because if it's crying over the past, then we're crying chas v'sholom, a non-Jewish cry. Well, then we have Plato's question, which has no answer. Why would you cry over the past? It's happened already. And the answer really is we're crying an altogether different cry. Miyalde ha'ivrim zeh, we're crying a Jewish cry. Not the Bechia Shel Chinom out of despair, out of Yiyush. That's the way a non-Jew cries, because he's got no Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we do. And we cry on Tisha B'Av, with the absolute knowledge, with the absolute Emunah and Bitochen, as we reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that firm belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan. The Bechi is the Atzmus HaBinyan. So we have absolute reason not to say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av indeed will be switched into a Yom Tov. But how will it be switched into a Yom Tov? Precisely through our Bechi, through our Jewish cry, a cry of Emunah and Bitochen. That's how it becomes switched into a Yom Tov. So therefore we don't say Tachanun, because the seeds for that Yom Tov are being built here and now. Boine Yerushalayim. And that's the Vad. That's the Moyed. That's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So may indeed we be Zoicha to be Mekayim these Halachas, to be Mekayim this Avodah. The Eis Livkos, the Jewish cry, should indeed be the seeds of the building of the Binyan, the Boine Yerushalayim, so that we will see a fulfillment of the words of the Navi, that these days of heartbreak indeed will become days of Moyadim, L'sosein u'l'simcha, L'moyadim toivim, V'ho'emes v'hasholeim ohavu. May indeed we see that being fulfilled. B'bias Mashiach tzedkenu, B'binyan beis mikdoshenu, B'mheira b'yomenu, Amen.